Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio. We are live on the air on a Tuesday evening. It is June 19th, and today we have yet another great author that we will get to talk to. Let's talk about the show info for today. Athlete for Hire, the latest book by Lou Solino, is a definite must read. Continuing my tour of the world of literature, I have another great author joining the show. Lou Solino will be putting one of his books in the spotlight, Athlete for Hire. Now, in sports, we have seen two sport athletes before. Bo Jackson is the most widely known one. You have Deion Sanders, Brian Jordan, and others. But have you ever heard of a three-sport athlete? This book creates a scenario that makes it possible, and you have to read the book to find out how. We're going to learn about Lou's history, other books he has written, and what he has planned for the future. So tune in, listen in, call in. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram, of course, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Call into the show by dialing 646-652-4479. Make sure you tell others. Let's go ahead and bring Lou into the show. Good evening, Lou. How are you doing today?
Hey, Chris. Pleasure to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And I'm very, very excited about this actual interview just because of just the thought. Because back in the day, I'm an old school guy anyway, but with the Bo Jacksons and Deons of the world, you know, could anybody ever pull off a three-sport, you know, type of a deal? So definitely want to get to know about the book and how you came about it. But first and foremost, let's give the audience a little time machine treatment. For those who don't know you, of course, where are you originally from, Lou?
I am from Queens, New York, Jackson Heights, Queens, and currently living on Long Island, about 50 miles east of where I grew up.
Wow. Well, that's coincidence. I was born in Queens myself many years ago.
Oh, yeah? Where were you born? Where in Queens?
Near not too far away from Rockaway.
Okay, well, I was up, unfortunately, close to where Shea Stadium, where Citi Field is now, and being a big Yankee fan, that didn't do me any good, but that's okay.
I bet it didn't. Oh, wow. Wow, I had to be murdered. Wow. Since we're talking about Queens and everything, what was it like growing up when in your time? Because I know I might be a little bit younger than you, I guess, but what was it like growing up for you?
Well, I think I kind of might be a lot older than you, but that's okay. I can handle my age. I grew up at a time when you actually had three baseball teams in New York. So you had the New York Giants with Willie Mays and the Brooklyn Dodgers with Duke Snyder and my idol and favorite team, Mickey Mantle, with the Yankees. So, and the first couple books, or actually the first book that I wrote almost simultaneously as I had first gotten into Athlete for Hire was a book about those three great players with a little twist.
Oh, wow.
It was told through the eyes of three 13-year-old kids, best friends, who wrote a book report about their three favorite players. So a little bit of historical fiction in the books, and there was two sports sequels to that book with the same three friends advancing into adulthood and getting married and still being like three brothers, even though they were friends.
Wow, that's there's some interesting concepts there. And I forget sometimes about the Giants used to be in New York. And I don't think we'll probably ever have another city having three baseball teams again. Probably not. You never know, I guess.
Well, especially not three Hall of Famers playing the same position in the same city.
Exactly.
So obviously,
exactly.
They're all. So the first book.
Mays, Mantle, yeah.
Yeah, so I was actually 13 in 1962, but I used my stories from my eighth grade class and just pretended it was 1957, which was the time frame when the book was written, because that's when both the Giants and the Dodgers left for the West Coast and vacated New York City.
Yeah, I read about stories about how that was too then. Let me ask you, in the Queens area and growing up there, did you have any, as a kid, any odd jobs, or as you were growing up, was there a job that you remember, that you always remember, like never forget?
Well, there's a lot of things I never forget. The jobs weren't really that odd, other than a little later in life working at LaGuardia Airport and mowing lawns for the Port Authority and hiding my lawnmower so I could go into the terminal and see if any of the sports teams were coming in or hanging out with the cute stewardesses and stuff. So only
hey.
To get in trouble, you know?
Gotcha. Was there a particular life experience that you had that you would say, I guess, was one of those focal points in life, or you could say, you know, change your life forever type of instance? Was there one in particular?
Well, unfortunately, there was later in life. I lost my mom and then my wife and then my dad all within a short period of time. So that was somewhat traumatic.
Sorry to hear
but
that.
It was the type of things where you take the positive out of it and you remember all the good things, and that's how you're able to cope. It's a great memory. So it's a
yeah.
good thing. And
that's
certainly
true.
Good stories with my two sons and that kind of stuff. And a lot of good friends and a lot of good let's put it this way. I didn't have a problem enjoying myself even when I was at college getting my engineering degree. So, No.
I can definitely relate to. Yeah, I can relate to loss of close family. Lost my dad a few years ago with cancer. So I definitely know where that comes from. And where, like you said,
right.
you know, being
God
able
bless.
To remember the positive. Yeah. How did you start writing, Lou?
Well,
exactly.
I've been an engineer, actually. Civil engineer is my profession, and was an executive level for many years. And I just had the urge to put a few things together, one being Athlete for Hire, was initially written as a TV script. So I did that after I copyrighted the concept. And I was writing the book about the baseball players in New York at the same time, and someone told me, said, well, you should probably put the Athlete for Hire to a book also, so that's what I did. So the writing that I have done in the past is more technical relative to engineering proposals, coming to, you know, the boring stuff. So I wanted to get into things that I really enjoyed.
Well, that makes sense. When you do write, how do you choose topics to write about? Is it something that just kind of comes to you, or is it something that you're like specifically looking at as far as like genres or things of that nature?
Well, sports is definitely the basis of what I write about, but it's usually combined with personal life experiences. So I throw those in, and when you are writing on a fictional level, you know, if I'm writing about myself, I can even make myself better than I really am. So it's not bad.
Okay. Got you on that. I understand. Well, let's get into Athlete for Hire then as well, because you kind of already kind of got us to where how the book came about. And actually, there's another question that you kind of brought up that I will ask in a minute. What would give us your, as the writer of the book, what would your synopsis be for the audience sake about what the book is about?
Well, it's really the commences really with a college senior who happens to be playing football, baseball, and basketball for his college team. And a very creative sports team owner in Atlanta sees what's going on, reads about him on Sports Illustrated, brings his general managers in and says, hey, this guy's playing all three sports. Which sport do you think would be most appropriate for us? Because this sports team owner happens to own the baseball team, the basketball team, and the football team. So each of the general managers are very positive about this young athlete, and they say, wow, he's, you know, he's like the next Mickey Mantle. We should have him for baseball. And the football general manager says, hey, he's like Jerry Rice. He'd be a great wide receiver. We should have him for football. And the basketball player, basketball general manager says, hey, he's like a combination 1-2 guards, almost like a Walt Frazier type. He'd be great for our basketball team. So the owner obviously is now perplexed because, you know, how am I going to get this guy to play all three sports? So he just comes back out, goes to the bathroom, comes back into the room, throws his fist down onto the table and says, why don't we just draft this kid for all three sports? So that's the basis of the game plan, is how he is able to put a due diligence plan together to put his general manager in position to draft this kid for all three sports and then see if he can sign him for a contract to play all year round as an athlete for hire.
Wow, that's amazing. And it being sports related, but also a little fiction, was there a lot of research that you did for this particular book, or did you just pull from, because you obviously you've had a lot of, you know, sports backgrounds with, you know, coming up and everything, but how did you go about just the
I had to do a lot of
a
research.
Bit?
Once I chose the city as Atlanta, and never having been in Atlanta, I had to do a lot of research on the city of Atlanta just to get a better feel for what the owner could be involved with, living conditions, you know, the store, everything that went around for Atlanta, and I think, you know, restaurants, things of that nature. I think that was important. Getting a little bit more of a history of the Atlanta franchises was important. Other than that, the research was based on a lot of the things you just mentioned. You talked about different athletes that were certainly excellent in more than one sport. You mentioned Bo Jackson and Deion James. I can bring one other player to light that you may not realize. Dave Winfield was drafted in all three professional sports. So he was
also. I forgot about Dave Winfield. That's right. I knew it was.
He was drafted
else.
In all three sports.
I put it in the show notes.
And actually, in basketball, he was drafted by Atlanta. He was also drafted in the ABA. He was drafted by two basketball teams, obviously in baseball, and he was also drafted as a wide receiver for the Vikings. So he was probably the guy that you would think of most that could have been three-sport athlete because he actually played proficiently in three sports.
Do you ever think, 646-652-4479, everyone, do you ever think we will have a signing of a three-sport athlete in our time just on the basis of how the seasons kind of play out? That's how I've always looked at it. Is it possible for a player to be able to do it? But do you think it's possible?
Well, I made it possible by having one owner own the three teams. And having the possibility that way was probably the only way it would ever happen. This guy put himself in position to look to draft and then sign a contract with this player and set up a schedule so he could play three sports.
Mm-hmm.
So typically it was, you know, if I want him to play football on Sunday and baseball on Wednesday and basketball on Friday, I can do that.
Yeah.
So he would work that.
I guess you're right, because I know with Deion, because I'm in the Atlanta area now, or I've been living there for a while, and with Deion, you know, he would, you know, play his football game, and then all of a sudden he's on the helicopter and coming to, you know, to the Fulton County.
Right, and it makes it
much more
difficult,
yeah.
Right? When you're working for two different owners, it becomes a lot more difficult. If you work for one owner, it could work. They would just have the general managers and the managers of the teams fighting with each other. But other than that, it could work.
Wow, that would be some crazy thing to see that.
And that's really the concept.
Lou, okay.
Go ahead.
That's what appealed to me when I saw the outline of the book, and I was like, oh wow, we got to talk about this. So let me ask you, who's the most impressive two sport athlete that you have ever seen? You've mentioned a few, but is there one in particular that you feel, you know, like tops everybody?
Well, I think the two guys you just mentioned are probably the most proficient, but I think Bo Jackson would be one just because of his physical skills. I mean, the guy could, obviously as a running back, was, you know, top-notch and had power and speed. And then you translate that to baseball, where he could hit the ball with power. He still could run. He was a pretty good outfielder. So I would say that he was probably one of the most impressive athletes of all time, irregardless of sport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my guy was probably a little bit before your time. I think may have been the greatest football player of all time and perhaps the greatest athlete of all time was Jim Brown. And Jim Brown played basketball in college and was a great lacrosse player. So I don't think there's too many people that would be better than Jim Brown. And in one of the books that I had written, I kind of like highlighted Jim Brown. So,
wow. Yeah, I've seen some Jim Brown highlights now. Of course, he has the stats to back it up, too. So I can't even contest that one. Everyone, we're talking to Lou Solino in his book, Athlete for Hire, is a definitely – like I said, a must read. It comes up with a concept that, you know, in today's world of sports, would be pretty difficult unless you like I said, follow the scheme of how Lou has it put together, and then we would just have to see kind of player actually. Because the other thing is too is a player being able to actually perform at those high levels, like you mentioned. You know, Bo. You know, of course, with the Raiders, he we got Tecmo Bowl and everything because of him. And, of course, with the Royals, we remember all the hits and everything. Of course, everybody remembers the All-Star game and stuff like that. And with Deion, you know, of course, him being probably one of the best cornerbacks of all time. But then he'll play, you know, of course, on the baseball side, no, he wasn't, you know, the best. But he hit for average. He could steal bases. But he wasn't like the consummate baseball player or anything like that. But he could play the sport. But with three sports thrown in there with that third one, it'd be real interesting to see could that baseball football player also translate on the basketball court in the NBA. I think that would just be – and then with an NBA schedule, you know, how would you plug and play that within the realm of, okay, the football season runs from this month to that month, and then you carry over to – NBA season, and the NBA season falls into baseball season and going over and over. That's a lot, you know?
Well, it actually commences as he's in his senior year in college, so he's got that same problem with the college administrators and the coaches there, how he's going to, you know, when he's available for football, baseball. It was really more football and basketball and then the baseball season after that. But he has the same, you know, he goes through that experience with – coaches saying, you know, how can I want this guy to be able to, you know, play in the football game on Saturday. I don't care about the basketball game type of thing, but he gets through it. And, you know, the college AD is the guy that puts things together. So it can work. Mm. And that's how he's noticed as a three-sport athlete.
Wow. 646-652-4479 is the number. If you got any questions you'd like to ask Lou, let me know. Also, I'm going to check the chat room. The chat room is open. A couple of people in there. Go ahead. Don't be shy. Give us a question or two. You mentioned earlier that how the book came about was in regards to TV. So let me ask the obvious question. Will this be a project that actually could get to TV one day?
I'm promoting it that way as we speak. Either TV or
awesome,
a movie,
awesome.
I would love it. So I think the concept is unique, and I think it lends itself. There's some the good characters in there. There's good female characters as well. So I think it blends and works as maybe a 13 episode, first year, and then with the tremendous talent that's in the TV industry. writers who can write better than I am and have thoughts, you know, other thoughts. Mm-hmm. Once they took the concept on, they could probably create additional versions or episodes after that. So what I wrote was
the first.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, I could definitely see it as an episodic. And I was going to ask you on top of that then, well, actually, let me ask you this question first. What are some of the other publications that you have written?
Well, I mentioned the first book with the three kids as 13-year-olds. That book is entitled Eight, the number eight, and the reason it's the number eight is because that's the designation for center field if you're doing a scorecard. So it's the subtitle is Center Field in New York, 1951 to 1957. Then I wrote two other books as part of a trilogy. So it's a trilogy of books. Second book is called, which a name that you might like, it's called Dopey Bastard. And it describes dumb decisions in the world of sports. And what I did is I changed the spelling of the word bastard to make it more New Yorkish. It's B-A-S-T-I-D, so it doesn't offend anybody. And there's a picture. So you've got, it's all very sports related again. And then the third book of the trilogy is called Framily, F-R-A-M-I-L-Y, which is with a subtitle of Friends Considered Family. And that's the same three guys, and they get, you know, their experiences. One guy is like becomes a sports writer for the New York Daily News, and the other two friends are always helping him writing his columns and writing his books. So that's. And then the last one of the last books I wrote was called Bless Me Father, which is a diversion from just the sports end. It's really a crime mystery with some overtones. There's a sports backdrop, but that's not the the main indication. It's actually about a person who loses father and his girlfriend in a tragedy and actually becomes a Catholic priest and then has a difficult time in maintaining his vows, so I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I don't want you to give everything away. You got to make sure you, people can get the book. Let me ask you this, because some writers that I've interviewed, they've written certain publications, and then they mention possibly having it changed over into either television or film. As a writer, do you write with an idea of this could be TV, film, or do you write and then after you finish, then think, okay, well, actually, this probably could be translated over?
The Athlete for Hire was written that way because it was first written as a TV script. The other four books were just written as books, and if they happen to get to the point where – and typically what you do is, you know, you're writing something. I first do an outline, try to outline all the chapters of the book, all the ideas I have, put it together, and then rewrite, so it melds into something that makes sense. And if that lends itself to TV and movie, fine, but the intent was not initially to do that. It was to write the book. Athlete for Hire was the one of the five books that was really done with TV or movie in mind.
Gotcha. For you as a writer, Lou, what is the most difficult thing about writing? Or in your case, is there a difficult thing about writing? But if there is, what would it be?
Well, it's tough to sit here and pretend that I'm a great writer because I never thought of myself as a great writer, but I think I am a good storyteller. And I really never had a problem in writing any of the five books. I was always able to put things together and try to make them interesting and try to make it relevant to males and females and put personal touch to it. And adding the sports, which I know pretty well, never was a problem. So it was not. I never had any difficulty writing any of the five books.
Gotcha. Okay. One question as well that I almost forgot about. What do you have coming up as far as future publications?
Well, I'm being asked by Hancock Press to take a look at one of the book family and republish it. So I'm considering that now. They feel that they can do a re-edit and come up with some additional ideas and, you know, improve on that book. And so that's what's being considered right now. That's the current project, or the thinking of the current project. As the book Athlete for Hire and Bless Me Father are actually being, those are the two books that are being promoted by Hancock Press.
Gotcha. Okay. Where is the best place for people to be able to pick up all of your publications to date?
Well, we're on Amazon. You're on Barnes & Noble. The publisher of these books was called is Ex Libris, Xlibris, and it can be ordered through them. That would be the main sources, would be Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and through the publisher. You can always check out my website, lucreativeinc.com, and get a synopsis of some of the books and some of the history. That's just my name, L-O-U, creativeinc.com.
Any social media?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, but we need an update on that. So we're updating our Facebook page as we speak. I'll probably get back into the Twitter world. I'm actually helping out my oldest son, who is in a fantasy sports, not even fantasy sports, he's in a, it's a fantasy sports that is in a patent pending, and hopefully soon we'll be competing with the DraftKings and the DraftKings of the world, so helping him out also with what's going on, so it's a pretty good site there.
Well, congrats on that. Well, Lou, I want to say so much a thank you, a big thank you. One, it's pretty cool that we're actually from the same city. And, again, Athlete for Hire is probably one of the most interesting just titles and just concepts-wise of many of the authors that I've been interviewing over the last few months. So definitely everybody who's listening, you got to go pick up a copy. It's a book to definitely read. And again, just appreciate your time, just being able to be with us and just talk about yourself and just your writing and everything. And hopefully I'll be able to have you on the show again. Any final thoughts or shout outs before I let you go?
Well, the final shout out would be give me your contact information. I'll sign a book and get it down to you.
Oh, wow. I'll make that happen. We'll send that to you ASAP. Excellent. Oh, man. Well, everyone, again, big shout-out to Lou. Again, Athlete to Hire is the book. And, Lou, hopefully we'll have you again on the show real soon, okay?
Anytime, Chris. I really appreciate your professionalism and your kind of nice manner about you. So God bless and be well, all right?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You take care now.
All right. Be good.
Was a cool interview. Thanks again for Lou Celino for coming on the show. That was the first time I've ever interviewed a guest that was actually from my birth city, so that was pretty cool. Of course you can tell he's from New York, right? Athlete for Hire was the book. Very interesting concept, one that, again, as we mentioned, pretty hard to do in our time unless an owner owned all three major sports teams, so that was pretty cool. Be sure to listen to the show again. Make sure you pick up the book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Listen again to his website. And he's on Facebook, probably under his name, Lou Solino. Again, for my show, www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM worldwide. And the Instagram page for the show, IMTM Worldwide Radio. So definitely make sure you follow both pages so you always get announcements of new shows coming up. And you can listen to the shows, again, for all the stuff that you might have missed depending on when you start listening to the show. Make sure you share the show to people. A lot of people are definitely enjoying it from all over the country and in different parts of the world. Have some listenerships in different countries, so definitely keep that going. I appreciate that. So until next time, that's going to end it for today. Again, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Peace.
We'll be right back.